From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. Amtrak service between St. Louis and Kansas City will be partially restored this week. The passenger rail service line and the Missouri Department of Transportation announced Tuesday that morning departures from the two cities on the Missouri River Runner Route will resume today. The afternoon departures will continue to use chartered buses, which will stop at all stations as close to the train schedules as possible. The routes were suspended May 31st because flooding had diverted freight train traffic onto tracks used by the passenger rail service. Officials say delays are still likely. Flooding issues on the Union Pacific Railroad network are still causing freight train traffic to divert to the Missouri River Runner Route. Last night in Boston, Missouri's only National Hockey League team, the St. Louis Blues, made history.
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions!
The Blues beat the Boston Bruins in 7 games to take home the NHL's top trophy after being last in the league on New Year's Day. In their 52-year history, the Blues made it to the finals 3 times, but until yesterday, had never won. The Blues are the first Missouri-based major sports team to win their league's championship since the 2015 Kansas City Royals. Metro Business College plans to close its campuses in Cape Girardeau, Jefferson City, and Rolla by the end of the year. MBC founder and president George Holsky said declining enrollment and increased costs forced the decision to close. Holsky is working with the Cape Girardeau Area Chamber of Commerce to see if someone might want to work to keep the college open. But he said the chances of success are slim. The Southeast Missourian reports the St. Louis-based private college focuses on training medical office personnel, administrative assistants, coding specialists, and others. The school stopped admitting students earlier this year. All current students can complete their coursework before the college's national accreditation expires at the end of the year. MU Healthcare is making plans to serve more patients. The health system outlined its new strategy yesterday, according to a Columbia, Missourian report. MU Healthcare will gain an additional 29 hospital beds, 12 emergency department rooms, 12 urgent care exam rooms, 6 operating rooms, 34 pre- and post-op rooms, and a new CT scanner. Chief Executive Officer Jonathan Curtwright said University Hospital, the largest provider in the MU Healthcare system, has an average occupancy rate of 76.5%. Curtwright said the maximum capacity for any hospital is 80%, meaning that the hospital is running out of room. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.